Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday the 15th of July. There are warnings of gales in Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea and Shannon. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Rockall 1001, expected Tyne 1009 by midnight tonight. New high expected Biscay 1024 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sarah, south at Sarah. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming south or southeast 4 to 6 for a time. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, west or southwest 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time. Showers, rain or drizzle later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Biscay, west 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. South Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, fair, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Lundy, Fastnet. West or southwest 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Showers, rain later, fog patches later in Fastnet. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in Fastnet. Irish Sea. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west or northwest 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. West or southwest 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Rockall, Malin. Cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers, fog patches in North Rockall. Moderate or good, occasionally poor and very poor in North Rockall. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle. Variable, mainly east, 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Northerly or northeasterly, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, fog banks, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast, 5, 19 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Stornoway, northeast, 2, 32 miles, 1,007, falling more slowly. Lerwick, east by north, 3, mist, 4 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Lucas, north-northwest, 1, 12 miles, 1,008, falling more slowly. Bridlington, west by south, 2, 1,012, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 5, 11 miles, 1,017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 5, 5 miles, 1,018. Jersey, southwest by west, 4, 16 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest, 5, 5 miles, 1,018. Scilly Automatic, west-southwest, 5, mist, 1.5 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Valentia, southwest by west, 6, slight rain, 2 miles, 1,008, now falling. Ronald's Way, south, 5, slight rain, 4 miles, 1,007, falling slowly. Malin Head, east-southeast, 4, 22 miles, 1,004, now rising. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation, low pressure centred to the west of the United Kingdom and associated fronts will continue to move eastwards, bringing rain or thundery showers to many areas, clearing to the east by Thursday. It'll be windy for the time of year, with strong winds and gales for some southwestern coasts for a time on Tuesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, fog patches for a time in north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south, backing northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwesterly, backing southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest, veering west later 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time. Showers, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time. Showers, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 4 to 6, showers, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in northwest, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in south, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 5 to 7, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. South or southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7, decreasing 4 or 5, veering northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally moderate or poor at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Cyclonic, becoming northwest later 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Cyclonic, becoming northwesterly later 3 to 5. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East, backing north or northwest later 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 2 to 4, showers or rain, fog patches later in far north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in far north. And Shetland Isles, east, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. Now on Radio 4, Prayer for the Day, presented by the Reverend Dr. Bert Tosh.
Good morning. There's a story I heard years ago. It exists in various forms. A minister was visiting an old lady one time, and she told him her house was polluted with rats, and then asked him to pray that the Lord would get rid of them. To which he replied, "Missus, it's not prayer you need. It's a good wee terrier dog." Now, I'd be loath to criticise her for her request. She may have been at the end of her tether and knew little about dogs, but it does illustrate, I think, that any of us are capable of using prayer as a way of avoiding action. I may pray for things over which I have little or no control. I can and I do pray for peace between Russia and Ukraine, but I have no influence over the result of that conflict. But there are other things where I can take actions which should reflect the content of my prayers, not that they always do. I can, in public or private, utter prayers for the poor of the world, but refuse to make any significant financial contribution to work that seeks to relieve that poverty. Or I could ask God to be a friend to people who are lonely or isolated, and then take good care to avoid the old man who lives round the corner, for I fear that if he sees me, he'll spend 20 minutes of my precious time telling me things he'd no one to tell the night before. I'm not saying we shouldn't pray for the poor or the lonely or the war, but that our actions, when appropriate, should reflect our prayers. Lord, forgive us when our actions are far removed from the prayers we offer, but teach us to learn to live as we pray. Amen.
Prayer for the Day was presented by the Reverend Dr. Bert Tosh. Now on BBC Radio 4, Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. Farmers in Wales await details of major long-term changes to how and what they get paid for protecting the environment and sustainable food production. We'll have more on that in just a moment. First today, the countryside charity CPRE says research they've carried out reveals, in their words, that two-thirds of mega solar farms are built on productive farmland. Land is graded 1 to 3A is classed as best and most versatile, and 3B land is classed as productive. CPRE shows in their research that 59% of the land used for solar farms comes within those categories from grade 1 to grade 3B. CPRE